It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Nick Tatton with Price City. And they come in, Price City comes and joins us a couple times a month to kind of give us an update, let us know what's going on in Price. And so Nick was nice enough to join us this morning, and we're going to talk about some housekeeping things, really, is what it sounds like. Some things that we should know, but we need to make sure we're on top of as we head into the winter months, and eventually maybe we'll get some snow. Right, Nick?
Well, we do need to make sure we have enough water to flush and bathe this coming year, Dave.
I am always a big fan of that.
That's primary goal, right?
That's what I always say. So let's talk about, just some things that we need to be aware of, you know, when the snow does start to fall. And we've already had maybe one or two times maybe the plows have gone out in Price City. I don't know.
Sure. And I think what I'd say is, you know, the courtesy of, stay out of the way of the plows. Those guys are working long hours. They're out at weird hours, depending on when the snow comes. And they've got priority routes for public safety and schools and things like that. And, of course, you know, when there's a bit of snow, the driveway gets filled in that you just shoveled out, and it happens to all of us. But have a little courtesy, have a little patience. They're doing a great job, and, you know, try to keep your cars off the road and out of the way, and try not to pile big piles of snow out in the road that freeze solid, and, you know, that breaks equipment and breaks the plows and things like that. So we just say have a little courtesy, and, when you see those guys, wave at them, because they are working hard out there at weird hours.
And the one thing that we always talk about, too, and just kind of let people know, it is your responsibility to make sure that the sidewalk in front of your house is clear. It's not Price City's responsibility, correct?
That's correct. So the way the ordinance works on that is the frontages, the adjoining sides of your property, which a frontage may not be in the front all of the time, but you're responsible to keep those areas clear and safe. And, in general, that means you shovel the sidewalks out front of your home.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing, too, is if you know you have a neighbor that's maybe elderly or has issues getting out and about, go help them out too, right?
Sure. You know, take a minute to help your neighbors. And, those things, you pay it forward and those things will come back. And, you know, sometimes it's not even an elderly neighbor. It might just be someone with some small kids and they need to try to get out safe to get to school in the morning. If you're out, maybe give them a break and help them out a little bit. And if we all stick together, it goes real smooth and nobody gets hurt and nobody falls down, and you know, the plows can do their thing, and everybody gets where they need to go.
And we make it through. The other thing you wanted to talk about, the wave pool is now open. The regular indoor pool, sorry.
Yeah, that's a really cool thing. That's been a long time coming. And what a great project that is. Really have to give a tip of the cap to Tamara and her crew at the pool. A lot of hands on deck to make that work. And it's such a spectacular facility. It's going to serve the community for, you know, years and years and years to come. But little longer coming than everybody had hoped, but it is a great facility. It is back open. So if you have a chance, stop by, check it out. Go swim a few laps. Have some fun. Check it out.
Give it a try. And what else we got going on?
Well, you know, this is kind of an interesting time of year at the city, Dave. There's a lot of things that are end of year, first of the year, things that take place at the city that don't have a whole lot of real appeal in the community. They're, you know, kind of paperwork type of things. But in addition to the pool, I'd also encourage everybody to take a minute if you haven't been in the library. Swing by and see the folks in the library. What a great facility, big children's area. A lot of great programs there. A lot of incredible resources beyond just, you know, checking out books, the traditional library thing. So give that put that on your list as a stop by and check out your library. Make good use of that space. You know, there's also things that go on behind the scenes, Dave. There's a lot of work the city's doing right now on water and water resources. We laughed a minute ago about some conservation efforts. But every year, even with the big year we had last year, and this year's kind of catching up a little bit now, we do want to encourage everybody to continue to conserve and be water wise, particularly in the yards and those kinds of things. But a lot of work going on behind the scenes with water efforts to make sure that there's valuable sources of water for this community for many, many years beyond all of us. Other utilities like the electric system, Price City works real hard. Another shout out to Steve Richardson that runs that for the city, working really hard to make sure that's in top notch and maintained, and that the system is reliable and power is always on for everybody. We do have outages from time to time. Sometimes they're not a price city thing. They're outside of the city and they affect us. But we are working real hard to make sure that everybody has, you know, the best possible value and a reliable system. So when you hit the switch, you have the juice you need. And those are some of the planning things. It's early in the year, but things like the Renaissance Fair and the International Days are already being planned out. Big events and a lot of fun for the community, Dave.
Yes, they are. Megan has already sent me emails.
So. Sent a lot to everybody, that's for sure.
So we've got all of these great things that are getting ready to happen, getting ready to come up in the Price City area. And just make sure you be a part of them. Be safe out there, I think, is the main focus, and take care of who you need to take care of.
Yeah, you know, number one priority of the city is the health, safety, and welfare of all the employees, all the residents, all the businesses, and, you know, cut everybody a little slack. You know, it's kind of a snowy, foggy time right now, and roads are sometimes a little icy. Go a little slower. Reduce your impact on others. And like you said, with the shoveling the sidewalks, take a minute to help your neighbors and we'll be a great community.
All right. Nick Tatton with Price City. Thank you so much for coming in and chatting with us this morning and letting us know what's going on.
Hey, thank you for having me. Always a pleasure to be here.
All right. For more information on interviews like this, you can check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.